What a weekend. Swept the SoCal schools. Now top 40 in the power rankings, 500 in league. Utah on Friday. We welcome in the head coach, Kelly Graves. Coach, kudos on the roll you're on. How's it going?
Steve, it's going great. What digressions? Maybe I'd rather hear the digressions.
They're yet to come. Oh, that's right. You're out of town. You probably can't hear them. Or are you out?
I can't. Yeah, we leave tomorrow. So we're getting there a little early this week.
All right. You know, I want to start. Actually, you posted a poll yesterday. I heard you talking with Joey about it. It was your debut Twitter poll, and
yeah.
It was great. So basically, it's a 1-point game, one possession. Would you rather be up one on defense or down one and have the ball? I picked defense. What was the ruling? What was your vote?
Well, I didn't vote, but I would have voted with you. Hey, I'll take the lead anytime, man. plus the I think the averages fall for us as well, right? But we got like 400 and something votes on that thing. And it was about 66% voting like us. So we must be pretty smart, Steve.
Well, I keep telling myself that. I don't usually get a lot of head nodding.
I might do that late game sometimes. Hey, should we foul up three?
Right.
Leave it to the fans.
Oh, God, please, no, on behalf of everyone who supports your program. So you said something to Joey Mack yesterday that really grabbed me, because in football you think game plan and there's an understanding that both coordinators are involved. In basketball, mm-hmm. It's not really a common topic, but you talked about the wins against the Bruins and Trojans and that proper credit needed to be given to Mark Campbell, Jody Berry, Nicole Powell, your coaches, in essence, your assistants.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding? They do such a great job. And, you know, I try to watch every game, but I don't take the meticulous notes that they do. And anymore, there's great computer programs where with the click of a couple of buttons, we can get every single possession that Steve Tannen touched the ball or shot. And so if you're a post player and you turn over left shoulder all the time, we're going to see it. And, and we can play to that. And if a kid's struggling the last 10 games for shooting the ball, we know exactly. So those are the kids you play off. I mean, I know the coach's tendencies. I can pull up with a couple of clicks of a button. Your first possession after timeout called. And so 75% of the time you run a middle ball screen, we can be ready for that. And our kids, you know, sometimes it's an overload, Steve. It truly is, because, you know, the game's moving fast and
sure,
you can't process everything. And but they're starting to get it and play to the scout a little bit. And, man, my staff is great at that. They love it. They're nerds. They're computer nerds. So they get in there and they break down film and devise a really good game plan.
What obviously Nicole was playing in the WNBA as recently as 2014. So if it was legal and you needed 20 minutes from her on Friday, could she still ball out big time?
You know what? You'd have to guard her. So if nothing else, the defense would be stretched so that Ruthie or Mallory could get an easy shot around the rim. But no, she's got some bad knees, buddy.
I think
her playing days are over. She doesn't even play a horse.
Okay. Because I remember, I mean, she wasn't good. She was fantastic.
Oh, no. I'm sure she still has games. She doesn't show it off very often.
We're talking with Oregon coach Kelly Graves. I saw on Twitter, read on the site, that one of your seniors, the transfer from Fresno, Jacinta Vandenberg, beyond what she's doing on the court, got the student athlete of the month. What kind of things is this amazing young woman doing in this community?
Well, she's going to have her master's degree in a couple of months, number one. Number two, she's, volunteering down at the, at the shelter,
Eugene
right. Shelter, each and every week. She's mentoring kids. If there's something to be done in terms of service anywhere, Jacinta Vandenberg's there. And she's serving her teammates every day, too, in that she sets a great example. She works hard and works with our post players. So she's just the whole package. She's a great young woman, and I think she exemplifies everything that's good about Oregon athletics.
I want to get to the UCLA game, the finish last Friday, and I told you I was watching at home, and it seemed like that last minute and 40 seemed to take a while. The lead dwindled to 7, but your staff, and your players, how much of a sigh of relief did you finally breathe when Lexi hit those foul shots to make it 9 to kind of put it away with about 25 seconds left?
Yeah, well, I think we made a lot of free throws down the stretch. I thought we actually did really well down the stretch. That'd been kind of one of our struggles earlier, but yeah, I thought we kept our composure. They put some pressure on us. They kept coming at us, so it wasn't like they quit or anything. And it was nice. And Steve, you've been around in sports a long time. You know, there's signature wins within programs,
yep.
And this was certainly one for us this year. We really needed that one, and really kind of controlled the whole game from start to finish. It was a really well-played basketball game for us.
Let's get to Sunday. USC, you had an 11-point lead at halftime, and to keep the Trojans at bay, just a dynamite third quarter. Actually, Rob Mosley tweeted out a great point. Your freshmen scored the first 14 points of the quarter. How about in such a big moment, the youngsters responded in such a huge way?
Yeah, well, they've been great all year, and they're not really freshmen anymore. I mean, we're into a 25-26 game now, so they're, as many minutes as they play. But they every game, man, you can just see the growth, with Ruthie. Sabrina's been incredible, and Mallory McGuire and Sierra Camposano have given us a big lift. So those are four freshmen making great impact, each and every game for us.
Yeah, I jotted down a note I wanted to ask you. There was a moment late in the third quarter, you mentioned a Sierra Camposano, who she got tangled up with one of the SC bigs, and man, she kept her cool, drew a flagrant one, hit both foul shots. How about, I know technically they are freshmen, like you said, they're not, but man, to maintain her emotions there and turn it into a positive, that's a poise move.
Steve, I am glad you said that, because she did. And I actually got on her because she kind of clapped. But she didn't. More, I thought she kind of clapped in the kid's face after, but she didn't.
Nope.
So I kind of jumped on her hard and said, listen, just turn your back, turn the other cheek, whatever you want to say, and just get down. And you know what? She did. So I'm glad you pointed that out. I'll have to tell her I apologize for getting on her. But that was a big moment. I think that was really the moment where, the game was over at that point. They weren't going to come back. And, our freshmen, I'm telling you, it's a special class. And you mentioned composure, and they certainly have that.
Final thought for Oregon coach Kelly Graves, Utah Friday. You handled them here by 18, had a big halftime lead. Then actually, both teams shot the lights out in the second half. Obviously, they're down a bit in the standings, 4-10, but now you go to their place. What kind of team is this? What kind of challenges are they going to present your Ducks?
Well, this league. Anybody can beat anybody on any given night. So we can't buy into the fact that they might be 4-10 and below us in the standings. We better be ready to play. Utah's my dad and my brother's alma mater, so I'm kind of going back home. That's where I grew up. And, that gym's got a special place in my heart. I've watched a lot of games there as a kid growing up. And, listen, they're gonna battle us. They have two premier all-conference players inside, and Potter and Crozen, and we're going to have to contain those kids, and our freshmen are going to have to be able to, step up on the road.
You can follow the coach on Twitter at GoDucksKG. It's the final road trip of the regular season. Coach, always fun chatting with you. You travel safe.
Well, we will, Steve. But, hey, how about a big shout-out to my son's team, South Eugene. The Southsiders are going to invade the North and play at Sheldon tonight.
Yeah.
That's a big game. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. My producer's an axe person himself. So,
yes. Go axe. Man.
You got it. Hey, Coach, always a pleasure. Best of luck this weekend.
All
obviously,
right,
look forward to catching up with you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right. Take it easy.